This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
In studio with us. He's going to be popping in throughout the next few days. He's visiting the InfoWars News Center here in Austin, Texas. He lives in Switzerland. He heads up InfoWars Europe. Stan Deo's coming up to get into the Ring of Fire that he's for years been predicting would really fire up, and it certainly has. Well, he'll also just did a big expedition to the Middle East and Africa looking for what they believe is the mythical Garden of Eden. It was written about by all those cultures. That's coming up, Stan Deo. We may have an extra special guest popping in as well towards the end of this next hour. But that said, we're going to be doing extended live coverage tonight right through 8 o'clock Central with Trump's announcement of who the new Supreme Court nominee is. And we're going to go at least an hour or two into that tonight. And remember, it's part of the resistance that the live feeds that will be available on satellite to TV and radio. But to you, the listeners and viewers, share those links on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, the live feeds. That's how we get past the censors. That's how we get around what they're doing. And we're doing it all the time against their shadow bans and all of it. They get so upset. And, Dan, despite last year Zuckerberg promising Merkel that he would censor the anti-open borders people, it hasn't worked. And I don't see a place in Europe where the elections aren't being won by nationalists. How do you expect the globalists to strike back?
That's a good question. We see a lot of things happening even in the UK today. There's been some stuff developing with Theresa May and Brexit, where her cabinet is falling apart. Of course, Merkel just held on by the skin of her teeth to her coalition there in Germany. So that's actually why I think my only speculation as to why Macron keeps going back and forth about this issue, because one minute he's saying, let's prepare for 200 million Africans to invade. The next one he's saying, we need to build Africa.
It's to confuse people. He's going to go with the globalist deal. He's just trying to pass it.
Right, because otherwise they probably oust him as well. His popularity ranking is very, very low right now. It's, I think, sub 40, if I'm not mistaken. So people are not happy with the job that he's doing. Of course, we're going to see.
And he'll come over and say he loves Trump and then say nationalist or leprosy, Trump scum, hoping no one doesn't, go. That's the worst thing, is to say both things.
Right. He's spineless. He has really no position other than whatever his overlords tell him the position to have. But he's kind of one of the last ones that's holding on now at this point, because now Merkel is threatened. Obviously, in Sweden, we have huge developments with the Swedish Democrats. They're doing really well. So we've just watched this wave creep from east to west. And now it's just converging in down on basically on France and Spain.
And I know why.
Brussels.
Exactly. I know why there's such a cultural, historic memory in Eastern Europe. That's over 100 Islamic invasions took place. And then after that, the Nazis came in and the Russians came in. They've been through so many invasions there in the whole crossroads of the world that they know and they understand what's happened before. And they understand that the whole ethos of their nations was defeating the Islamic invasions. When I was in college, they taught that we invaded in the Crusades, and Hollywood movies show that. Ridley Scott, makes these movies. No, they invaded us for 300 years before we turned the tide, when they almost took Germany and Poland and then had to do La Reconquista in Spain, everywhere. We didn't invade the Muslims. And so that's just the reality.
Absolutely. And that's really the importance of getting these people in power, like Viktor Orban, Matteo Salvini. They will invoke the true history once they have the platform and they have the support of the people. And then at that point, I think it'd be a lot harder to get them out for the EU folks. And as we keep installing more and more of them in Austria now, we have a great government there in Austria. They do have their work cut out for them, but they're there. So now they have the support of the people. The movement continues to grow. You have Salvini saying he's calling for a league of leagues. He's going to start binding all these movements together. He wants to kind of be the figurehead of that. It's going to create a huge problem for Brussels. I think it's starting to basically fracture the entire political spectrum in Europe, just cracking it in half right now.
What's panicsome is the left joining the right, because the left's going, oh, my God, we're going to lose the social safety net. Exactly, dummies. That's globalist plan. Dan Lemon, I want you to talk about the real history more on the War Room today and with us tonight during that live broadcast if you can. We'll be back with Stan Deo. Dan, great to have you here in person.
Thanks so much.
Really impressed with your work. You're awesome. Cheers.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
JFK was shot from the back and the front.
It was almost as if there were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
I think this is a national security imperative. We have clear things that we do not understand how they work, operating in areas that we can't control.
UFOs. Is this global governance at last? Is it one world? The central bank is in charge.
Israel claims the attack was accidental. Some former U.S. naval officers say it was on purpose. They describe the day's action as part of a continuing cover-up.
Russian intelligence compiled a dossier on Mr. Trump during visits to Moscow.
Russian, stop!
Denied everything. He called it all fake news.
And he accused CNN of being CNN. Fake news.
This is a national emergency.
If they kill Trump or remove Trump, it will cause a massive civil war in this country.
This is a FEMA high level alert.
We are at war with Russia.
Are you aware that Mr. Stone also stated publicly that he was in direct communication with Julian Assange and WikiLeaks?
The White House and the President are citing InfoWars.
They can shut us down. You're next.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Well, during the whole volcano situation in the Big Island Kona, record level earthquakes, the worst I've ever had since they've been recording it, over 100 years of seismographs, huge lava ejections, as everyone knows, other areas of the Pacific Rim really coming to life. With Stan Deo, that I heard 10 years ago predicting this would happen, he's an interesting guy, engineer, worked on a lot of secret projects, you name it. But he's been out of the country investigating ancient sites, which is even more interesting. And where's the old explorer out there? Because they're still finding new species almost every day. They're still finding new islands. We haven't even explored the underseas yet. So we haven't explored much of Siberia. Humans tend to congregate in just areas that have no idea what's going on in the more remote reaches. So he's going to get into that and so much more. But, Stan, I wanted to talk to you first just – as a smart guy, as a fellow Texan here, I think you're still in Texas, with your view on Trump, on what's happening globally, the moment in history, if you were a historian 100 years from now, looking back on 2018, all the things that's happening, all the tectonic changes, the cultural changes, the galactic changes, as they say, it's as above, so below. I don't describe the whole occult thing, but it's true, as above, so below. Where do you think we are in the compendium and the spectrum of human existence. I feel like at a gut level and see that we're at a jump point or a dying point. I think we're at a major crossroads, and I think humanity and its survival instincts and its spirit is starting to reach for a better future, and the globalists are panicking. But so just in the 6-7 minutes we have left of this segment, how would you, talking to your, say, your grandchildren, describe this moment in history?
Well, if we were all still alive together, I would say that this was the moment that America, the modern Babylon, began its collapse into history. I think that there are so many things in play at the moment, geophysically and politically, that the United States is going to be destroyed unless we have some magical way to reverse it. I just think the whole world is against us at the moment.
And so Trump's like some last-ditch effort of people that aren't complete traitors to try to turn it around.
Yes, yes. Look, we pray for him every day here in this house, twice a day, at least. And, you know, I marvel that at his age that he's able to handle the fight like he
did. Well, he did take on a challenge worse than Hercules cleaning out the Aegean stables.
Yeah, he did. It's worse than a swamp. You know, on our show images page on standeo.com, I'll be referring to some of these images today. If you go to standeo.com and click on the link, let me just see the link, which is under the YouTube sign. You'll see where it shows, show images next to the microphone. And all right, you're already there. Good. You're already there. Okay, go to the image number. Yes, that one. I lost my image here.
Sorry, 47, 48, which one?
Yeah, it's at the very top on the left,
the one that's
talking about the 31% of American voters think a second civil war is likely. And Holly has put a comment under there because we, about 20 years ago, we visited with the Hopis in Shungoba Village, the second Mesa, and they told us some prophetic utterances that they had for their people and for the United States. And at that time, they told us that there's going to be a massive civil war based on...
I remember you... How long ago was that? That was even with Art Bell or Coast to Coast. When did I hear you talk about that? It was like 15, 20 years ago? When was that?
Oh, at least 2001, I think it was. Yeah.
I remember you... Oh, my gosh. I remember you talking about that and thinking that was wild. So go back to that. So the Hopis told you that.
Yeah, they did. And,
they're well known to be very psychic.
Well, yeah, they seem to have the knowledge of the people. They call the North American Indians the people, and they're the prophecy keepers for them. Very peaceful people. I love them to death. I could look in their eyes and see just honesty. It's something we don't see so much here in the modern world out here. But anyway, they looked me in the eye, and this particular one up on the edge of the cliff there in the second mesa, he said to me, "Look, out here you see desert between our mesas." Yeah. He said, "Soon there will be water flowing between here, and we will go by canoe between the mesas. And then we will go by land after America has fallen in the Civil War. We will take groups of the survivors with us. They will come down to us, and we will march up into the Three Corners, or Four Corners area near Colorado, or in Colorado, and form a new nation of man." And that was kind of the basis of the whole prophecy. Saying that we would also be invaded. We first have a civil war. We would weaken ourselves, and then we would be invaded by Russia, China, and a Middle Eastern nation. And he didn't know the name of that nation.
Well, from just studying things, the globalists have invested in China. They plan to use that economically, militarily to do it. But just on Monday, or I guess it was Friday, it's Monday now, it came out, Chinese government documents, that they're encircling us, they're economically cutting us off, working with big banks, and working for a civil war to collapse the country. And so that's pretty nightmarish because they got 1,400,000,000 people, they own our debt, and they've got traitors working for them. And I don't think the Democrats on average understand, they are literally working for big banks and communist China. Talk about traitors.
You know, it's an interesting point. Sun Tzu, Articles of War, it does say that China, well, let's use China as the aggressor at this point, is wise in letting its enemies beat themselves to death and then march in and pick up the pieces. So in respect of where we are now, China is fueling the fire between Russia, of North Korea as well, but Saudi Arabia and some of the Arabian nations, they're fueling that so that we will beat ourselves to death in the Middle East. And when we've weakened our resources and our armies there, then it's when China will come in and sweep in and try to take all the oil fields and control the energy of the planet from the Middle East. And that fits with the Revelation prophecy about the kings, the 200 million man army, the kings of the East coming into the Battle of Armageddon there in the Megiddo Plain of northern Israel. We're there. We're approaching it like gangbusters.
Because there weren't 200 million people at the time of that prophecy 2,000 years ago. But now there are, and that's exactly what their military is. And they're actually in these documents training, as you said, to cut off all the resources. As you know, all the big Chinese companies from Africa to Latin America, the Middle East, are, and notice under Bush and the whole Iraq invasion, we gave it to China. We didn't get any of that oil. That's what Trump's talked about, that their so-called workers are all military, and they're run by intelligence operatives. It even came out, even the Washington Post admits most are public universities, the communist Chinese have already gotten control of them. They've got the Office of Personnel Management hack. I mean, we're basically already been defeated by China, and Trump is desperately trying to get back control, and all these traitorous Americans are absolutely against it.
I know. It's sad. It really is sad. It's just frustrating to watch this happen. It's a slow motion collapse of the new Roman Empire. That's us.
And then Trump's desperately trying to stop it, and the fools that will be destroyed by this are trying to stop him from saving them. We'll be back.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
extend your life with Extendovite.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Austerity, collapse, race war. That's the globalist plan. That's the UN plan.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
But the world is being given a chance at a reprieve. That's the way history works. That's what God's always done. Will we take it? Stan Deos here with us. I want to get into his archaeological mission and some of the amazing things he's done in the next segment. Briefly, we'll get into four more of the boys. That's 12 now, so there's two more in their coach. They have to get out. One diver's died, two divers going in to this huge cave system that's flooded. It's just incredibly heroic stuff. So that's a question, though, that we'll get to next segment. The globalists will say abort babies, don't care about old people, euthanize them. But when we see humans trapped in a bad position, we empathize, we want to save them. So that's the instinct of survival. What about all of us on this planet with the rising water of globalism and communism and tyranny? Let's just cover the boys now and then get into the volcanoes and the trip. Since I mentioned it, I always say it's coming up, but I can never do that. Stan, I mean, what does this bring up in you? Watching this heroic stuff happen, those divers going to those caves that are flooded full of mud and debris, it's amazing.
It is amazing, and it reinforces my belief that there are people in our world that still have compassion, to help their fellow man. In this case, two people have already laid down their lives to save these boys. And, you read the report, the statistic, two of the rescuers die, and okay, then you read the rest of the article and kind of forget about it. But those rescuers had people, families, lives, and they've laid that all on the line for these young soccer players. And I just think it's marvelous to see that in a world that's so full of hatred and conflict. And these guys aren't just all Thai. The rescuers came in from a lot of places to help. So...
And the courage it takes to go into a black water flooded hole and then to have the courage to try to bring a child out who isn't even scuba certified. I mean, this is incredible.
The whole world is watching this. It really is. I marvel at this whole operation, and I'm so glad, so thankful that the children at least are being saved like this.
I tell you. It just comes to that point, because I've read about ships that have jumped over and stuff, and that people have to swim like 50 yards out through the bulkheads. They can't see what's happening. And they'll kind of wait till the end as the water's rising. In some cases, people are there with their children, and they're trying to like explain to their 7-8-year-old, listen, we're going to have to swim like 2 or 3 Olympic swimming pools or you're going to die. And you hear about people actually doing it and willing it and making it out. Sometimes not. This is just shows you how amazing humans are and what we can do.
Yeah, I know. I don't know how it would feel to be down in such a cramped space so far underground, with the water just rising up and the monsoon season starting and, the change in the weight of the water and the structures around it might cause cave-ins. I mean, there's just all kinds of problems that could happen. And in spite of all that, these guys have gone down there and made it work.
And some of these spaces are 3 feet wide with the gear and all of it. Talk about claustrophobia.
And, trying to get through with your oxygen tank on your back and a child with you, I mean, it's a tight squeeze. And you don't want to rip any hoses loose and, hurt the child or yourself. It's a challenge. And my hat's off to those guys. I don't know that I'd be able to do that.
Yeah, it's amazing. And you look at the lazy trendies and how hateful they are and cowardly. I mean, they'd never do that for anybody.
No, no. This generation today, the millennial generation and kind of their offspring, are a real disappointment to the founding fathers of this country and to people of my generation and yours. I'm just so sad to see that they've been steered in such a terrible direction.
Absolutely. Well, let's go ahead and get into the tectonic stuff that's happening on the planet. You accurately predicted decades ago with your own system, looking at these seismic charts they had about what was really going on and different theories. Just like astrophysicists can accurately predict what's going to happen in the weather much better than regular weathermen or women, meteorologists, because they only look at the planet. Well, obviously, the sun, the moon, the solar winds, that has a bigger effect. So you looked at other things with your own theorems that have ended up to be very, very accurate. So where is the Earth now in its tectonic behavior?
There's something weird going on at the moment. In the last month and a half, 2 months, I guess, the earthquake numbers in the Richter 5 and above have dropped 21%. So when earthquakes in that range don't happen, it's a sign that pressure is building up somewhere. It's not a sign that earthquakes decide to take a vacation. It is the pressure is building up and not releasing in these smaller earthquakes. Now, if you can look at my show images page there at image 43, that's a graph, and click it up, you'll see the drop in the Richter 5 earthquakes. Now, in this map, I have not included 37 earthquakes, Richter 5 or better, that occurred under Kilauea. Kilauea's had over, 4,800 earthquakes from Richter 1 up in the last 8 weeks. So, yeah, there you go. That's the graph. So I think that what we're seeing planet-wide is a change in the pressures on the surface. We may be building up for some really big earthquakes, and I sense from what the government, or USGS, has been telling people in California and the West Coast, that we may be seeing the big one or several big ones occur along the West Coast of the United States. My guess at this moment is that we'll see the first release at the southern end of the San Andreas Fault near the Salton Sea. There you go. There you go. That's a good image from our site there. When officialdom starts to kind of agree with what I'm saying on this kind of stuff, I begin to think we are close, because they try not to panic people unnecessarily, but at the same time, doing their job, they want to give you some warning. And
isn't that plate that comes into California way overdue for the big one?
Is north of there, or Northern California, Oregon, and Washington coast. That's the Juan de Fuca plate. And it is like 55 years now overdue for a massive 9-point-plus earthquake, creating tidal waves and a lot of damage on the shore. So, yes, it is overdue, and we need to be conscious of that. I got to tell you, California's kind of their vote. I wouldn't mind losing their political votes at the moment. If the earthquakes happen and break it up into islands, like they say, they'll be so busy surviving that they won't be able to influence the election so much the way they have been. Not to tell Hollywood.
It is funny, though, that it's the big anti-American state now, and it's the one even mainline geologists say might disappear, but moving more east. What about the mega caldera there at Yellowstone? Because I remember you 20 years ago saying it was starting to come back to life, and now even mainline science says it's doing some weird stuff.
Yeah, it's kind of good to be right, I guess, but not really, because it's actually happening. They have found, since I started talking about it, an extra magma chamber underneath it, which none of us knew was there. So there's the Yellowstone caldera and the one down in the North Island of New Zealand at the Lake Taupo caldera. Those two are of great concern and will probably convert fairly soon.
Let's talk about that and then get into your amazing trip. I hope a film's getting made, looking for the original Garden of Eden with Stan Deo. Straight ahead, standeo.com. I'm Alex Jones with NewsWars.com. Tomorrow's news today. We're on a planet flying through space, heated by a sun, floating on islands of rock on top of seas of molten magma. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com, in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The preacher man says it's the end of time.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry.
I wish I lived back in the woods.
The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you only get mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see. A woman and the kids and the dogs and...
Sorry, saying woman hurts other people's feelings. Don't use that term. Democrats said so.
Shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can...
Can't say boy either. Some people aren't boys. That's what they teach in Canada. That's what they teach in the U.S. That's how far we've come in this cult of lunatics. What they want is a bunch of domesticated idiots. Stan Deo is our guest. I really appreciate him joining us. We have a special guest joining us. I'm going to tell you about in the next segment, but I'm going to have Stan back very, very soon to get more into his discoveries and what he's done. But just in the 10 minutes we have now, DareToPrepare.com, StanDale.com, Stan, finishing up with the super caldera that we know erupted before. They've got ash maps. It's the USGS. It's not debatable. Covers most of the U.S. And then they say that it's basically due, maybe now, maybe in 100 years. I mean, you don't know time-wise, but just the different changes there. And then let's get into your big expedition that we're going to have you back on for a full hour about soon, looking for the Garden of Eden.
Well, there have been a couple of things going on. Oh, by the way, I noticed you've got a beard since the last time we were talking, and being partial to beards myself, I like yours. It's great.
Well, yours looks good, too, my friend. Thank you.
Like it. Anyway, in May of this year, last 2 weeks of it, my partners, I, and one of my businesses, the Black Sea Jewelers, we flew over to Tanzania to prove that the Ngoro Plateau there in Tanzania was the original Garden of Eden site. I'd already proved most of the river locations and the stuff that was in the Genesis account in Hebrew, but I wanted to prove that the water source that supplied all the water for the whole plateau did come from a 10,000-foot high, like a spring, a group of springs, and we couldn't tell from the Google Earth maps and stuff that we had for sure, so we had to trek over there and go up as far as we could by a vehicle and then trek into the area where the Maasai water their cattle even at this pond, if you wish. And it was there, it was full of water, and it was one of two that we found at the top, which proved that the whole Ngoro Plateau, and particularly the Ngoro Crater, was the Garden of Eden, and of the biblical account and many other ancient accounts. We were just able to do this by putting the world back together in the computer, where all the continents touched each other in the Pangaea type arrangement. And then we were able to trace all these rivers spoken of by Moses in the Genesis account. And that led also to other things as far as archaeological finds. I was able to find Atlantis after that. We located the Eden complex and then the Atlantis situation. But you can see that on my YouTube channel, the Atlantis discussion. And, you know, we can talk next time, too. I've got another business that we started to make EMP shields for houses and all the stuff in your house. And my partner Tim Carty and I have been setting up, I think we've got about 35 products now based on shielding generators, solar collectors, you know, diesel generators, gasoline generators, and your home from the pulse of an electronic magnetic pulse. From a bomb.
Oh, I understand. You're not talking about an EMF shield just for like regular cell phones.
No.
You mean a capacitor type system to actually block it in the chain?
It takes the sudden rise in voltage from an EMP attack or a pulse, whether it comes from the sun or from an enemy. It takes that, which generates huge high voltages, and just would fry all your electronics.
No, I understand. I hadn't had time to look at it. I want to talk to you, so let's get on the phone and talk about this. That's very exciting to talk about that. Now, expanding on this, though. You're looking at a model that Pangaea didn't happen over billions of years, but that the continents were together and that we're actually an accelerated Earth. And I used to hear that 25 years ago and think, oh, mainline science is right. But they keep admitting it's not right. And they keep admitting that. Well, here's an example. I interviewed the other member of the Shoemaker Levy, who discovered the comet first and all the rest of it. They talked about how now they know there's thousands of giant meteor strikes all over the Earth. Previously, they thought they were happening every few million years. Now they know, it's happening a lot quicker than that, maybe every 1,000, 2,000, 3,000. A lot of ancient cultures write about that, and that the tectonic activity isn't gradual like they say. It's explosive. And then if you do put all those things back together and look at the Sumerian text, the Egyptian text, the Jewish text, as you said, it actually is the world together and a different thing and accelerated, which has been proven with now that we have satellites and telescopes. We know there are big meteors and that would really devastate the planet and devastate human life that are hitting gas giants like Saturn and Jupiter all the time. We know we get hit a lot more often. So at least that model is compressed now, where it's not happening every once in a while. Just like we saw, 1918, over Russia, that giant thing that blew up, destroyed tens of thousands of square miles of stuff. Thank God it was unpopulated. So looking at that model, just in a few minutes, you'll come back for a full hour, describe the model you're saying of a younger Earth system that more and more science is showing.
Okay. Even the Big Bang Theory lends credence to the young Earth, the young universe theory or hypothesis at this point. Because in the beginning, when the Big Bang occurred, all the mass of the entire universe that we can detect was crammed down in this very, very tiny little ball. And as it expanded within milliseconds, the light speed and all the electromagnetic waves that came out of it traveled much faster than they do now because space was more dense. And if you calculate it, which Barry Satterfield has done on his website here and some papers he's written, if you calculate it, you'll see that the speed of light at the Big Bang was 10 with 60 zeros behind it faster than now. And that's how we carbon date stuff, how we radiometrically date stuff with whatever gases or compounds we use. When you plug this in, this variable speed of light in, it reduces the age of the universe down to like measured in tens of thousands of years.
And it's just how thousand. Revelation says God will then crush it all into a scroll. It's like here's the universe, crush it again, a new thing. And then it slows down, slow, like any explosion. And then doesn't have energy to come back together, but the creator goes... And now you see all these top scientists and the owners of big banks. The occultists now go, look, we've done the dark matter. Something's holding it together. It's all a simulation. It's all artificial to make us think, oh, that it's all a simulation given to their new simulation. So they're all capitulating right now and admitting that what we've been told isn't true.
Yeah. Look, once you make this change to the timeline, then you can see how the small Earth or the expanding Earth theory works as well. Because the Earth was roughly 25% smaller in diameter before the Great Flood. And I found what caused the Great Flood was at least one, maybe two huge asteroid impacts on the east coast of India and nearby.
And then that's why they all describe in every culture that was there that all the water came out of the Earth because there's such giant aquifers. And the Earth's being smashed and all the magma's pushing it out. You're going to have floods, waters that come out of the ground.
You're going to have rain. Well, they didn't have rain to start with. It used to be dew coming up at night to water everything on the planet. When the asteroid hit and vaporized so much of the sea, it went up into the upper atmosphere, made clouds for the first time, and condensed.
Created terraforming.
Yeah, and it was rain. That was the rain of the 40 days that they spoke of in Noah's account. You know, and the oil companies over there in the area.
I was about to say, they admit now in models of, say, a 20-mile asteroid hitting in the middle of the Pacific, they say it would make there be floods for years, a dark winter, you name it.
It would be tsunami-type floods, too, because it would the impact would cause the swishing of all the oceans around the planet. It would just go and sweep animals and trees and everything into swirling death traps, and that's what we find.
Well, if you look at that, though, and you look at the erosion maps, I think clearly we don't know. The official story we've been told is not accurate. I mean, how could they even know anyways? Clearly something else happened.
They have to have an open mind. They should be really scientists and look at other, you know, hypotheses that come up to say, we can explain part of the things you can't. Let's talk together. Let's get to the truth. That's what we're trying to do.
Absolutely, Stan Deo. Thank you so much, StanDeo.com. We'll talk to you soon. Fascinating. I want to get into this trip to Africa. All right, we'll be back with a very special guest that got demonized by a certain little nasty, lying CNN reporter. Now, I know most of them are liars, so that kind of widens the field, but you'll see.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Now there's a proven, powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Nano Curcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nano Curcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nano Curcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
Yvette Munoz is our guest. She goes by Your Mama's Chest Hair. Yo Mama's Chest Hair. This happened a few months ago, but it's popped back up in the news, and I thought, hey, we ought to get her on. Acosta of CNN mocks Hispanic woman for Trump Pepe doll and InfoWars shirt. And that picked up a lot of news then, but I thought, why not get her back on? Because it's been recirculated out on the web, and you know they demonize this Pepe the Frog, the creator of it, told people use it. I don't care who you are, use it. But now he sues you if you even talk about it, I guess, or just even hold up a frog. So I guess he might sue you. That's how the left operates now. They just think they own total reality. But there she is wearing our anti-fascist shirt, as they really are. Fascist, and I thought we would get Yo Mama's Chest Hair. I guess that's saying Mama's got the chest hair. Where are the men today? You've got a very interesting background for what you're doing. I want to find out what attracted you to the InfoWar and what's happened since this and some of the new breaking news. But Yo Mama's Chest Hair, that's what she wants to go by. tell us about that nickname first.
Well, it originated at from a movie, Mean Girls, when the goth girl, you know, I keep forgetting her name, but the goth girl, she was wearing a sweater. This guy asked her, hey, nice sweater, where'd you get, what's it made of? And her response was, it's made out of your mama's chest hair, and So that's where your mama's chatter was born.
Well, that's amazing. Tell us about, this is back in the news because you've been converting some of your friends from being anti-Trump, being pro-Trump, and including some folks that I'm told, are basically eligible for DACA. So tell us about that.
Yeah, that's actually my cousin. Him and I are very close, and what happened is once he found out that I voted for Trump, he was very devastated, and he just, you know, he kept repeating to me that I betrayed him. At first, he was, like I said, we were all being indoctrinated by Univision, and he thought it was just the end of the world for him. So unable to debate at the time, because I actually got red-pilled after the elections, and I found out about InfoWars after the elections as well. And once I was able to tell him what was going on, I got him to sit with me because he was getting a little bit upset. And like I said, he was even threatening me at some point. And I finally got to sit with him, and he was willing to listen. Unlike some of my other cousins who just cut communication with me, he sat there and I was debunking every fake news I could. Everything he was concerned about, I was helping him out. And then from there on, we resumed our relationship. And I even talk about it in the article that I kept going to his soccer games where people will demonize me for being a Trump supporter and a Mexican. And he finally changed 100% his mind because after the State of the Union speech, Trump had mentioned that he was willing to give a pass to citizenship to the DACA recipients if we only built the wall first, which is not a bad deal at all. And once I told him a little bit about that, and he actually went and see for himself that Trump actually did say that in the State of the Union. He was like, what are we waiting for? I want to build the wall. I'll go. Let me get hired and I'll build the wall.
Wow.
So, I did have an incident in January when the government shutdown happened, and I was a little bit upset because they were doing all this for illegals when we have other issues of our own. And I kind of got my, I was very angry at the time, and so my anger took over me, and I put a horrible post out there where I was saying that I was going to deport the DACA's parents if the DACA people wouldn't send an email or something to get the government running again. And it backfired. But my cousin, he stood up there and he was trying to defend me because he knows that I can say anything, you know, because I'm all about freedom of speech.
Sure, sure, so, absolutely. And people get mad. People right. say things tongue-in-cheek and, you know, make a point. But when the left does it, it's all cute and okay when we do it. Oh, we're all demonized or stuff taken out of context. But here's the thing. The Democrats mm-hmm. want a giant controlled group that they can keep disenfranchised. And so do the Republican establishment. Trump's changing that. And like you said, my listeners are like, wait, Trump's going back when he said that we would give a pass to people that aren't criminals who are, you know, in DACA, and by criminal, who've really been here for a while, who are contributing and who haven't committed serious crimes. That's what Trump said during the campaign. He said, listen, the so-called DACA program now just lets everybody in, because if we have a serious one that actually vets people, I'm all about making a path to citizenship or coming here easier. We need this. Trump's like, I hire all sorts of people, you know, that come here legally from all over the world to work in my hotels and golf courses. He just said, you just can't have totally open borders. And you got Latin America collapsing. Mexico's built a fence and a wall. And so, yeah, that's mm-hmm. the common sense. And that's why I couldn't believe he got attacked by conservatives thinking he'd gone back on what he said when he hadn't. And then a lot of leftists just ignored the fact. But as soon as he said that, the Democrats said, no, we want no borders at all. Well, that's just completely insane.
I agree 100%. And that's the funny thing. See, I used to live in Mexico, and I remember the elections. My very, very first rally was going to Vicente Fox. And we actually thought that this guy was going to change the world, but he was just a typical politician like the rest of them. And the way they do the campaigns in Mexico is they always have to give something to the people so they can vote for them. So people are in the middle, and then you got the two politicians, right, two different politicians. And then the people are like, what are they giving out there? Oh, they're giving buttons. Okay, what are they giving out there? They're giving heads. Okay, let's go with the guy that gives out the head. They don't even look at the policies. And same thing here. The Democrats are giving so many aid to illegals, and I've witnessed this. And that's why they're brainwashed by the Democrats, because the Republicans, it's all about you earn everything that you have. And Democrats are like, let's feed the ducks, so one day they don't know how to feed themselves.
Exactly. And then meanwhile, it's like, folks say, don't give people fish, teach them how to fish. It's the same thing. Mm-hmm. Trump knows we've been artificially shut down. We've been artificially managed to make the economy start shutting down. He just says, I'm going to get out of your way. I'm not even giving you your freedom. I'm just going to get out of your way and work to make it more fair for jobs here. And we see it already in a year and a half turning around. And that's why the Democrats are panicking. They're going crazy. And then I'm just really concerned, though, because, like you said, most people know what's going on. And a lot of Hispanic Americans get it. A lot of the people that are immigrants here that came here legally, illegally, they get it. But a certain percentage, mainly it's white liberals that attack me and others, but there's a certain percentage of Hispanic folks that are buying into this lie that really think Trump and white people are out to get them. And that's why I appreciate your courage, because I've talked to other Hispanic listeners and Mexican listeners who have had their fathers and mothers ostracize them, have had whole families turn against them because they said, no, Trump didn't say all Mexicans were criminal. He said a wide-open border, the border's got a lot of crime on it. Criminal Americans go to Mexico. We know that. Doesn't mean all Americans are criminals. And so they'll defend and say, no, Trump didn't say that. Show me the clip. And then their own family says, I'll kill you, basically. And I've had listeners tell me this. I've gotten letters. And so it sounds like you've gone through that. You're saying, do you go to soccer games wearing a Make America Great Again hat? Because you said you like go to soccer games and get in your face. What happens?
No, I did not take any of my MAGA gear. I just go like a regular civilian. I go and support my cousin whenever he's playing games. I try to leave the politics out of everything, but if somebody comes to me and tries to talk to me about politics, then I'll respond to them. Most of the time they hate it because they hate the truth. But guess what? Liars hate the truth. And that's,
sure,
that's
sure.
The reality.
Who's the pretty girl with you there in the American flag outfit?
That's my sister. We're very close. She's the one that red-pilled me, and thanks to her, we found out about you. she started red-pilling me about the spirit cooking, and, you know, with the algorithms, it led us to InfoWars, because we never knew what InfoWars was. And then we saw you there just yelling the news, and we're like, wow, this guy, he's a little too passionate. But then you kept giving out sources, and that's what really matters. We checked out the sources, all the articles that you were talking about, and that's the funny part is that in the mainstream media on TV, they just give you tiny information where they can still get it out of context. But the only way to get the real news is by reading, and that's why I follow you so much, because I do believe that you have the right sources.
Well, you and your sister are awesome. Maybe we should get you as auxiliary reporters to go out and do some work with them. Maybe we should try to hire you. I need to raise some money to do that. I didn't plug this hour, InfoWarsStore.com, but when we come back, we'll do 5 more minutes with you. I want to invite you back for a full hour to take calls soon and invite your sister on as well. But I want to ask you about Jim Acosta calling you a white supremacist. I mean, I think it's pretty obvious that you're not even, you know, I mean, you're a very pretty lady. You're not white. He's saying calling you.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.